if you are a user of Anchor.
I've just recently joined.
What do you think about it?
It's good. When did you join?
It's been a while now, because I was using all the podcasts, but I think this one is one of the best ones. So
yeah, even I think so. This is awesome. Okay. So cool.
Exactly.
With people.
Mm-hmm. So I'm from New York. I don't know about you.
I am from South Asia.
Asia? All right.
Yeah, Asia, man.
I've never been there.
Yeah, I've never been to California. Sorry, New York, right?
Like the same. So how to get there?
By flight, I guess. Mm-hmm. Airplane. What do you ask?
So when you say South Asia, where I can get there? How I can get there?
I guess if you buy a plane ticket. I mean, I really have no idea what you're asking, man.
So you don't know about the connection or?
Connection?
Where are you located exactly in South Asia?
I am like in Nepal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know the name, but I don't know the country yet.
Okay, so, it's beautiful.
I imagine. Okay, what time? Now it's 2 a.m. for me. What time is it for you at this time?
It's somewhat 10 or something.
P.M. or A.M.?
A.M.
Okay. Yeah. My name is Ford. Exactly.
My name is Ken.
R.K. Ken. I was going to ask you about the topic about motivation. So I don't know, what do you think about this? What motivation means for you?
Motivation means motivating people. I thought you needed motivation, man. Like, do you need a motivation about something? I'm open for free ideas.
Exactly. That's why I'm in contact with you, because I'm trying to have some ideas and share with others.
Podcasts? You're doing podcasts?
Exactly.
Oh, I guess you can do ideas for podcasts. I guess you could tell a story.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I'm doing, exactly. So I'm trying to get some ideas from people, and I can share to others, and, you know, it can be helpful for them.
Yeah, I feel you, man, yeah. I guess you can do how your day went, or your school experiences, funny school experiences, or something like that. Just interesting topics that might interest people on.
Exactly. So do you have any ideas about that?
Personally, if I were to look for podcasts, I might be interested in a story, like a murder story, like someone's day, a day in someone's life, or like there are a few YouTube videos where like people talk about like paranormal stuff happening to them, or some Uber driver experiences, or some Tinder date experiences, something like that. That's very interesting.
Okay, so do you think your people over there in South Asia, what do you think that can motivate them, or what their motivations or daily, what do you see from them? What do you learn from them about motivation?
They are very hardworking and strong people. My parents, for example, they do everything in their They do work for the children, like they earn money for the children, and they are very hardworking and determined people. My mom, for example, she is the most strongest, beautiful woman I've ever seen. She works a lot. She comes home, cooks food for us. She is like the best woman.
So they are very motivated people, and they lack family members, and they share with their families, and they are proud to do that, right?
Yep. Yeah,
So
different cultures, different festivals, everyone are like that. Those days are like the most busy days. Everyone is just hustle and bustle and making everything look beautiful, clean. Yep.
Can you give me can you tell me about Nepal, about the politics and culture? Can you share anything with me about that? Because I want to know for sure.
I was not mo much in Nepal. I'm like in India mostly, so I can tell you more about India.
Okay, it's okay. It's all good. It's good.
So our prime minister is N Narendra Singh Modi, his name. And recently, I mean, not even recently, I guess a few months or a lot of months a while back, he changed our, currency, the notes, cash, the color and the like the design of it, because there was a lot of black money stuff going on here. So instantly he made that change so that when people come with the money, like we have to give tax, right, to the government, tax and GST. So for that he changed the cash, and then he started, when he was first elected as the prime minister, he started a movement called Swachh Bharat movement, means like clean India, where we clean our houses first, like starts with the basic cleaning our houses, the streets around us, the hygiene maintaining. Yep. And then we have a lot of festivals, like Diwali is like the festival of light, Holi is the festival of colors, we have Dasara. There are many festivals for each religion. It's a diversity of religions. You have many people of different colors, different castes, different religion. It's like a whole beautiful country here.
So what I wanna ask you, India is like a rich country, but
Yep.
what happened? We have so many poverty over there. Why the people struggling? What happened?
Actually, when like I guess 100, yeah, we are celebrating our 60th or 62nd Independence Day like this year. But like 100 years back, British, when like it was the 19 or 1945, we got our independence. But before that, the British like invaded our country for 200 years, they ruled. And they looted us, and it was a dark history for us. It was so from there, picking up from that poverty, we've got our independence through non-violence because of Gandhiji. If you've heard of him, I guess. Gandhiji?
I heard about
Yeah.
that.
He is like the freedom fighter for us, the biggest freedom fighter. He chose non-violence because if we go through violence, people will retort with violence. So we had many millions of people were killed to achieve this freedom. So we were a very, very rich country before the British invaded us. Then we were completely on the ground. So we picked up from there, and now we are still developing. And now I think we've gone pretty good. We are a very, and there are a lot of educated people. There's a lot of education here. Before there were a lot of ridiculous rules, like superstition rules, like in 18th or 17th.
But they usually say the woman that don't have a lot of freedom, so it's still the same over there.
No, women have equal right as men.
Wow.
Now it's completely changed. Everyone has the educational right, a right to voice, right to speak. And yeah, women are now completely equal with men. Whatever men can do, women can do the same.
Did you get equal payment too?
Yep. Like, I am actually a student.
Mm.
So, yep.
It's good because sometimes we got some news, but they're not perfect. So you got different information. So that's why I was asking. What about the? It's a freedom country. So everybody is free to talk about politics, about anything over there.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not saying we're completely. All right, like there are a few poor people there, like obviously there are homeless people, but we are changing it, like there's change going on. And yeah, we are not completely perfect now, but we are reaching there.
Okay, that means there is hope.
Yeah.
To normalize everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about the beaches, the clubs over there? So how this thing is going on? Religion and stuff.
We have both traditional and Western. We have the Western culture style too. A lot of people wore like ripped jeans, crop tops, leather jacket. Not everyone wears traditional. Our country has modernized a lot. Like, we are getting more and more inspired by Western culture, but there is still our culture left here. We have, for example, a guy wears kurta, that's mm-hmm. one, and a girl wears lehenga or ghagra.
Okay, that's nice. So if you had something to say to the world or to teach something about Asia, what you would say?
I would say we are not as far behind as few people might think.
Mm-hmm.
People still think that we are still the poor country, or still women has no right, or there are superstitions. There's a lot of people, a lot of like poor thing, but we are not that poor. Indians, we are also very educated. Everyone is the same. I have to just say every single people in the whole world are the same. Everyone has equal rights. And yeah, men and women, there shouldn't be any discrimination between them.
Okay.
Everything is same, the whole world.
We got like 20, 30 minutes, 30 seconds to have this podcast done. So I appreciate your time, and thank you for that. Because
do you
do a podcast too? Or because I got a little podcast before. I don't know if you got one or you just pass by.
I just pass by very rarely.
Okay.
Very rarely.
That means I won't be able to contact you again. How can I reach you?
I don't know. But I've got a question for you, man.
Go quickly, because it's gonna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is my, like, am I a girl or a boy?
Your voice, like, sometimes I feel you are a girl, but sometimes I feel a boy, so I don't know exactly which one you get. I'm not sure.
Many people have commented on me, like made fun of me too, like in a teasing way that I've got a girly voice. I have a girly squeak sometimes.
But you a boy?
Yep.
Oh my God. But you, I don't know. It clearly sounds like a girl for sure.
No, I'm kidding. I'm actually a girl.
My God.
Yeah, I've just got a deeper voice at times. My throat is not all right today.
All right. Hopefully I can. I don't know how I'm going to get you back, but I enjoyed talking to you.
Me too.
Frankly.
Me too. Yeah. Thank you.
Have a nice one, right?
You too.